This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Welcome to another episode of Business by the Numbers. I'm your host, Hunt Demers, CPA with Parmels and Associates. Would you change someone's engine for $500? I imagine that most of you would not, because $500 is just not enough. What if I said that, would you change my wiper blades for that same $500? Most of you would probably agree to do so. What we just demonstrated, though, is it's not always how much that you're making, but how fast you are making it. The most common way shops measure this is something called gross profit dollars an hour. You might have heard of it, you might not, but everything about it is what we're going to talk about this week. Before we get into that, I just want to stop and say thank you to you and the rest of the dedicated listeners. Remember, if you want to hear your question answered on here, or just have a question for me, shoot me an email at podcast@parmelis.com. Don't forget my new book, Beyond the Bays, a financial playbook for auto repair shop owners, which was inspired by many of your questions in the most popular episodes, is available now on Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle. Want to talk to me about accounting and tax services Parmelis can offer your repair shop? Shoot us a text at 301-307-5413. And last but not least, we cannot forget our dedicated sponsors, Promotive and Wicked File. Was just talking to a shop owner this morning looking to get started with Promotive. If you need to recruit top talent just like he does, give them a call. And if you need to get your back office under control, give Wicked File a call right now. If you're looking for a full-service staffing solution that does everything from sourcing, qualifying, creating job descriptions, scheduling interviews, to negotiating job offers, Promotive is your answer. Visit them online at gopromotive.com. Turn chaos into clarity with Wicked File, the AI for auto repair shops. Transform invoices into insights, protect cash flows, and stop losing parts, cores, or credits to maximize your bottom line. Get Wicked File. I have to give a quick shout out because what I'm going to be talking to a lot this week was something that I learned from Aaron Stokes at ShopFix. As a lot of you know, Aaron tragically passed away a couple weeks ago. And this was not the reason I did this episode. One of my clients asked about it, but I have to give a shout out to where credit is due. I had known this. I know Aaron for a number of years, and I think I had probably understood the idea before I heard Aaron teaching people about it. But it's credit to him that I am talking about this. It was one of a ShopFix client that was asking me about it. And really, this is something that they talked to you guys a lot about. Like I said, I think that you guys have understood it. I think a lot of you guys are already measuring this, but some of you guys are not, and I hope that this can open your eyes as much as it did for me. Like I said, if I give credit to someone, like a lot of this stuff is not original ideas. A lot of what we're going to talk about here, I learned from someone else, and honestly, some of the people that do it well, I've learned from them, and some of the people that have done this poorly, we learned from them as well too. This is something that I've talked about maybe a little bit, but never done a full episode on. And also one thing that I want to quantify here is this is a very common saying, gross profit dollar an hour, but it's kind of like when we talk about effective labor rate. People understand the idea, but a lot of times you're calculated in different ways. The most common way that I see this, there's really two ways that I see people talk about this stuff. We are going to be talking about one way this week and not the other one whatsoever. Gross profit dollars an hour can really be done in either hours open or hours sold. Hours open means how many gross profit dollars do I need to make per hour that I'm open to cover my overhead. So like a great example of that would be, let's say that your desired gross profit is $40,000 for the month. You figure out how many hours your shop is open, and now you know how many gross profit dollars your shop has to sell every hour in order to hit your number. You can also use that to outrun your overhead, to estimate this stuff. If you know that you're going to hit your overhead 20 days into the month, you could back into the hours and figure out how fast you need to sell this stuff. The basic idea on doing gross profit dollars an hour is if you want to double your gross profit hours, if you're talking about hours open, you just need to double your sales because the denominator on this, right, the bottom number that we divide it by is always going to be hours open. So if you're looking at gross profit dollars and you're talking about hours that your shop is open, it's always going to be the same amount of hours unless you start be opening more or less. Pretty simple. You want to make more money, you increase that number and you're making it faster. You lower that number and you're making it slower. Like I said, we are not going to do it that way. That is not the way that your shop management software is calculating it. It is a cool number in itself, but I would argue you would use this other number in a similar manner, but it's probably a bit more effective. So when we are going to be talking about gross profit dollars per hour, we are going to be talking about it for hours sold. Meaning if you did not sell anything, you are not going to have any GP per hour. And if you sold $1,000 of gross profit in 1 hour, you're going to have $1,000. If you want to double your gross profit, you can either double your price because it's the gross profit divided by how many hours it took. So we got two variables on this one. You want to double that metric? You have two ways of doing it. You could go from $100 to $200. That is going to double your gross profit dollars per hour. Or that same example, you could take $100 that you made in an hour. And if you want to make that now in a half hour, you've doubled your rate as well too. So what this is looking at is not only how much money you are making, but how fast you are making this money. This is the speed that you are profitable. This is sometimes referred to as the slope. If your gross profit dollar an hour is very low, you're going to have to sell a ton of hours to get gross profit. If your gross profit dollars an hour is really high, you probably don't need to sell that many to reach the same target. I had to talk about this. We have to get this baseline in here, but some of you guys already understand this idea, but this is why it is so important. Some of you guys already understand this, but you don't understand the actual numbers behind why it makes sense. And I'll give you a great example on it. The most common example that I use on this one is tires. And this is something that, like, when I first kind of got into this industry of looking at all different kinds of businesses, tires just confused me. I was really, really confused on tires because I'm looking at it from an output side. I'm looking on the financials and I see tires and I say, well, we make what, 20, 30 bucks a tire on this? I'm not sure anyone's getting excited about this. I look at it from a margin percentage and I'm like, we're making 15% margin on tires. Who the hell is selling tires? Let alone I see some of these guys selling a ton of tires and making a lot of money. But the idea behind tires is, no, from a dollars and cents standpoint, you're never probably going to sell tires. Arguably, from a percentage standpoint, you're never going to sell tires either. But the thing about tires is you can make a good bit of money extremely quick. If you have an hourly kid, he could swap a set of tires in 1 hour, mount balancing, markup on the tires. How much money are you making on that tires? Compare that to a 5 hour job that you are redoing a diff service. The reason of why people sell so many tires, low skill work that you can do very, very quickly. Would you rather make $100 an hour or $50 every 15 minutes? Same exact idea. If you get hung up on the dollars and cents, right, there's not a lot of money in it. If you get hung up on the percentages, there's not a lot of percentage in it, but you can do this so quickly that for every three tire jobs, you might be able to do a one other one. Before we go into actually how to calculate this stuff and some of the deeper understanding of this, this is also something that is very, very important to understand, not just when you're selling tires, but anytime that you are setting targets. I am probably guilty as much as you guys are on this because we talk a lot about sales targets. Who cares what your sales are? We ultimately want to make a certain amount of profit. But then, as we've talked about, we probably end up having to work back into a sales target. A lot of time we talk about sales target, we got gross profit target, we got hours targets, we have a lot of different ways. But the great example of this is if you're ignoring gross profit dollars per hour and you're only looking at hours, you could end up setting targets and missing the mark on this. The thing is, when you are doing this right now, you guys all are assuming that that gross profit per hour is staying constant. You're saying, hey, I'm at this many hours, I want to get to this amount. You understand gross profit an hour, but like I said, you're just assuming that it's not going to change. When in actuality, there's two different numbers. We can do more hours, or we can increase our gross profit dollars per hour, make more money with the same amount of hours. Have I lost you? Probably, but let's go down through this example. If you are sitting here right now, and we went down through an episode, we're talking about forecasting, planning, what we're going to do for 2026, your logic probably looks something like this. Currently making around $20,000 in gross profit. And for simple numbers on here, we're doing that with around 200 hours sold. We got $20,000 in gross profit and our guys are cranking out around 200 hours. So if I'm wanting to look at this and I say, all right, if I want to get to $25,000 in gross profit, what am I going to do in hours? Simple math. Again, if I want to get to $25,000 in gross profit, I'm going to need to do 250 hours. Perfect. Great. Now, what ends up happening if you get to the end of the month and you hit the 250 hours target, but you only have $20,000 of gross profit? This is a magic example of working harder, not smarter. You guys have all experienced this. Set record sales. Sales targets are where they need to be. We do not pay our overhead. We do not get profit in sales. We get profit in gross profit. Great that we sold a bunch of money, but if we gave it all away to our technician and our parts vendor and we have no margin on this stuff, then what is the point of doing this? This happens a lot. You get busy, you try to hit it, we start discounting stuff, we start being less effective, and we end up selling more, but we don't do it at a faster rate. And in this example, if you're not careful about your gross profit per hour, it might not just stay the same, it could end up going down.
Are you tired of spending endless hours searching for the perfect talent to join your team? Promotive is your full-service automotive staffing solution. At Promotive, we believe in being more than just a recruiting agency. We become an extension of your team, working tirelessly to ensure we place the right talent with the right shops. With our always be recruiting mindset, we're constantly seeking out the best professionals in the industry. We manage 90 to 95% of the recruiting process, taking the burden off your shoulders. When you partner with Promotive, you gain a dedicated recruiter and account manager who will work closely with you, understanding your unique requirements and seeking out candidates who fit seamlessly into your shop's culture. We'll ensure that every candidate we present is thoroughly vetted and aligned with your needs. With Promotive, you'll have a peace of mind knowing that we're handling the recruitment process with expertise and precision. We don't just match resumes, we match character, culture, and long-term success. Visit our website at gopromotive.com today and experience the power of Promotive's expertise and dedication. Together, we'll build a stronger and more successful team.
Every month, auto repair shops can lose over $20,000 in uncredited parts, cores, and lost profits. Wicked Files AI-powered software is a game changer. It helped one shop owner recover over $10,000 in missed credits, and others have recovered tens of thousands more. Wicked File puts cash back into your business and hours back into your day. Stop leaving money on the table. Visit wickedfile.com to learn more and get started today. So if we were using what we've just learned about gross profit dollars per hour, and you were using the same example, then how could you chop this up? This is really exactly the same idea between pricing and productivity. Like, if you want to make more money on labor, you can either do the same amount and you can sell it for more, or you can do more hours. Gross profit dollars per hour and labor hours are the same way. You want to increase your sales, well, then sell more hours. Well, hey, hon, I don't think I can sell any more hours for whatever reason. Then you need to increase your gross profit dollars per hour. One or the other, pick one of them. That is the only way to scale. There might be other inputs on it, but it's going to change one of those two numbers. So if we have the same exact target, then am I only going to go back and give my advisor an hours target, or am I going to give them two different numbers? Because again, gross profit dollars per hour is a really, really good thing to chase, but it only is part of the equation. In this same example, if I went and said, well, now my gross profit dollars per hour is $1,000, you might say to yourself, well, Hunt, that's really, really cool. If you didn't sell more than 2 hours of it, again, you're going to have a bad time. So in this situation, if I go back and I say, we're at 20 grand in gross profit right now in 200 hours, and I want to be at 25,000, then I give my team two different options. You can do the exact same thing that you're doing right now, and I will be 100% okay with it. I need to take the gross profit dollars an hour from 100 to 125. Whether it's packaging, whether it's pricing, if you can get those numbers up, technicians can do the same 200 hours, and you are going to get your $25,000 in gross profit. On the flip side of this, if you want to go there and say, guys, if you think our pricing and our packaging here is as good as it can get, and we can't get any more than $100 an hour gross profit an hour, then we're going to need to do 250 hours. So if you're looking at growing your business, you really only have two choices. Increase the amount of hours that you're doing or increase your gross profit dollars per hour. What is the usual fix for most people? You probably have some areas of improvement on both. And if you're looking to go for that same 20 to 25,000, you probably have more production to do. You probably have a little bit better pricing. You can get more aggressive on the pricing. which one makes more sense for you, it's probably which one is farther off the mark. If you increase your hours, you're not increasing your price to your customers at all. If you increase your gross profit dollars per hour without your actual hours of production, you're probably doing the exact opposite. Are you underpriced or you're underperforming? I don't know. Maybe you don't even know either, but this is how you look at it. These are the numbers behind it. And this is the cool part about it, right? Is like when I'm going down through this, I don't think that this is going to be foreign to many of you guys. I think that you've understood this. I think that you felt that on months. And hopefully with these tools, you can now calculate it. I want to go down through a couple examples of calculating this. So I have to give a quick shout out. A lot of shop management systems do calculate this already. I know Techmetric for sure. Shopware, I believe, also does this as well. So this is something that you might have seen on your end of day report, but never really utilized. A lot of my clients that are using this in their shop management software, this is what they're actually using to price jobs. Because again, if we're going back and we're giving the advisors an hour target and gross profit dollars an hour target, then they're going to be using this on every single work order. And if your shop management software can give this stuff to you real time, then great. If it doesn't, then you might need to calculate it. Or again, if it's not doing it every single day, most of my clients are doing this as end of month analyzation versus forcing their advisors to do this every single ticket. If you do the proper recap with your team to educate them on gross profit dollars an hour, are they going to be doing similar stuff on building these tickets? Yes, but I will tell you that most people are not manually calculating this every single ticket. But I'm going to kind of give you guys the idea on this. Use this at your own disposal on it. But again, just kind of hammer the idea home of what we're trying to do. So the whole idea of gross profit dollars an hour sold is just that. You take your gross profit dollars and you divide it by the hours to complete. So I'll give you two examples on here, and I think that these examples speak volumes because they are more or less true. Then it's kind of all the idea of how does a quick lube make any money? You hate doing oil changes, and there's a company down the street that does nothing but them, and a lot of them make really good money. How do you make less money on a $600 water pump job than these guys do on a $40 cabin air filter? I'll show you. That water pump job is going to pay you a gross profit of $600. You're going to charge much more than that, but who cares about what you charge? You care about what you keep. So for that 4 hours, you are going to collect $600 in gross profit. Again, we need to work that out to an hourly rate. We are making gross profit at a rate of $150 of gross profit per hour for that water pump. Is it good? Is it bad? Depends on where you are. Made up number, not applicable in this situation. Now, on the other hand, I have a quick lube that is going to charge someone $40 and pure profit to replace this cabin air filter. How long does it take to replace this cabin air filter? Don't argue me that this is going to take much longer. This is my example. This cabin air filter, we're going to make $40 and it's going to take us only 15 minutes. I think you guys know where this is going now, but again, this goes back to the same exact example. You want to do a $600 job or a $40 job? You guys are always going to pick that $600 job. But what you really need to ask is how long does this take? Because while that $600 job is going to make me $150 an hour, the $40 15-minute job is actually making me $160. Because for every one water pump job I can do, I can actually do 16 cabin air filters. Don't get me wrong. There's stuff in there about inefficiencies. There's stuff in there about maximizing average repair order and not taking cars in and out on this. But that's the idea behind it. Of if you're chasing these dollars on longer term jobs, how many more times could you have made that in the meantime? Still not making sense for you? Think about how many of you guys used to do major heavy line work. Used to love getting that $20,000, $30,000 massive engine project. How many of you guys stopped doing those because you realized that you were chasing dollars and your actual hourly rate on those kind of stunk? It's the same exact idea. Is there more money in slapping pads on something that you can do very profitably, very quickly without mistakes, where these massive long-term jobs that could go completely wrong and also take a lot of specialized and expensive labor to go along with them? But that right there in a nutshell is one of the things that I learned many years ago. How could this shop that is selling stuff so much more money than this other shop that is basically given away, but is still making less money? And again, it hammered home the same idea that I talked to you guys about. Who cares about sales? And honestly, who cares about gross profit unless you're putting in a metric of how fast you are making this stuff? So to wrap all this stuff up, how are we going to use this stuff as a goal? All right, Hunt, I get it. My shop management system is going to track this. How do I use this for a goal? The cool part about this, guys, is you already have it. Hopefully you already have these targets and now you can start using that gross profit dollars per hour. If you don't, you're going to need to go get a target first. If you got your target, you're in the right spot. If not, pause this episode and go think about this for a second. But I'll give you an example of someone that has an hours and gross profit target. If you have an hours goal for your team and a gross profit dollars goal for your company, you now have as a gross profit dollar per hour target. So let's say that you want to make $100,000 of gross profit and you want to do it on 500 hours. Your now target is $200 gross profit per hour. So how does this look like now that you set your target? If the hours and the gross profit target are hit, you can't lose. It's literally impossible. It's literally algebra here. If you do 500 hours at $200 per hour on it, you're going to hit $100,000. Don't argue with that. It's just it. But now even easier on this, if you do not hit the target, then generally that is going to point you in the right direction. If you hit the $200 of gross profit per hour, but then you only hit 400 hours, then do you think that that would be something that I would go to the counter and say, you guys did not price this correctly? Or would I go to the back of the house and probably figure out why our production was lower? Again, maybe our hours targets were there at 500 hours, but then the gross profit dollars per hour only came in at 180. The tricky part about this stuff, guys, is you're going to have to take a look at this and say, was this just a below average month? Maybe it was just lower margin stuff and we did as good as we could. And I need to start redoing my targets for only $180 of gross profit an hour. Or do we have more room for improvement and our hours target is good and we need to strive to price this better and get to that $200? I don't have the answer. You might not have the answer either. And you definitely don't have it if you're not measuring these stuff. Like I said, a lot of this, I think, could be new information to you, but hopefully the new information on how to quantify some of the assumptions that you have already been making. The worst goal is one that is met, but still not enough. And a lot of times it is from lack of understanding all of the variables in your business. Remember that how much you make is often a lot less important than how fast you make it. And the key to this is a productive and a profitable shop. As always, please share with friends. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas for a future episode, shoot me an email at podcast@parmelis.com. Thanks for listening on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can find the rest of the shows on a new Automotive Repair Podcast Network or on your favorite podcast listing apps. So thanks again for joining me on Business by the Numbers. Stay safe out there, and I'll talk to you all next week.
You've been listening to Business by the Numbers with Hunt Demarest on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com because the best conversations in the industry start here. Have a question for Hunt? Check the show notes for Hunt's email or text Parmelis at 301-307-5413.